Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about a case called Saginaw Bay Pipeline Co. versus United States. It was decided in 2003 by the U.S. Court of Appeals, Sixth Circuit, and it gave pipeline owners a clearer path to faster depreciation by focusing on what a pipeline actually does, not just where it sits. Here's what was going on. Saginaw Bay Pipeline Co. owned underground pipelines in Michigan. These lines moved raw, unprocessed gas from the field to a processing plant. The IRS said these lines were transportation pipelines. They got a 15-year life under Asset Class 46.0. The company said they were gathering pipelines. Those get a 7-year life under Asset Class 13.2. The district court agreed with the IRS. It said the lines were not gathering lines because they did not connect directly to wellheads. They also did not mostly sit on producer and land. So they were transportation assets. The appeal asked a bigger question, what truly defines a gathering line? The Sixth Circuit reversed. It looked past the physical details. Instead, it asked, does the line serve the production process? Raw gas is not finished until it is processed. Lines that carry raw gas to the plant are part of that production. Touching the wellhead, not required. Sitting on producer land, also not required. Serving the production chain, that is the test. The court adopted the Tenth Circuit's reasoning from Duke Energy. It said the asset's role in production sets its recovery period. The IRS audit guide later confirmed this. Every natural gas pipeline that functions as a gathering line is part of production, no matter who owns it. So what does this mean for your study? Saginaw Bay is the middle case in a trilogy with Duke Energy and Clajon. Together, they let engineers classify gathering infrastructure as 7-year assets. This matters for midstream systems. Even if a line does not connect to a wellhead, its job in the production chain decides its life. But here's what Saginaw Bay does not mean. It does not turn every gas pipeline into a 7-year asset. Once gas is processed, the lines moving it are transportation or distribution assets. The case also says labels do not matter. Proof is needed. The study must show what each line carries and where it sits in the chain. Finally, Saginaw Bay is a recovery period case under Revenue Procedure 8756. It assigns the class and life. It does not decide questions about Section 1245 or 1250 or bonus depreciation on its own. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these cases connect to your property, check the authority library in your report.